My name is Maria, and I want to talk to you today because I'm talking about benefit cheats. And at the end of the day, it's wrong. It is, because David Cameron says it's wrong. Ed Miliband says it's wrong. That other one, who's not exactly a prime minister, and I don't think he's in a party. I think he's like a friend of David Cameron's, who's like the deputy assistant to the prime minister, him. And then you've got that old bloke. His name will come to me in a minute. I can't quite remember him, but he's like really old with grey hair, and he's in the pub all the time, and he smokes, and he has a real laugh, and he doesn't like foreigners. Oh, Nick Clegg. No, Nigel Farage. That's it, Nigel Farage. I'm big on voting. I totally vote. I vote for X Factor. I voted for Britain's Got Talent. I vote for The Voice. But what I think we've got to do now is we've got to start voting on the things that really, really matter, people who claim benefits. Because I know someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows someone who definitely lived next door to someone who 3 years ago knew someone who cheated the system. Do you know what I'm saying? And like three doors down from me, all right, there's a man, and he goes to his car from his wheelchair, and then he goes off somewhere, I don't know where, cheating the system, I think. And then he comes home again at night time, and then he gets out of his car into his wheelchair, and then he gets from his wheelchair through his front door. But all I'm saying to you is, what goes on when he gets behind his front door? Do you know what I'm saying to you? We don't know. He's not pole dancing. So my mum said to me the other day, she said to me, Maria, she said, he works. And I said, well, does he though? Because he's in a wheelchair, do you know what I mean? And I've heard every single person on the television who's a politician telling us that everybody who has benefits is a cheat. And I'm not being racist or nothing, but they are coming over here just to have benefits. And that's what I'm hearing, and that's what I'm knowing. And like my mum says to me all the time, she says to me, Maria, I've got to know that a lot of these people who are on benefits, they need benefits to live. And I say to her mum, I say to her, yeah, it's just propaganda, that is. And just to have someone like him who likes to have a drink and likes to have a fag. And I know people try and catch him out, but thing is, you can't catch him out because he doesn't really say anything except the same thing, which is just about foreigners and about benefits. I think he doesn't like Europe. That's what I'm getting. It's like my granddad. I don't know if it's my granddad now or my uncle or just like a friend of the family. But anyway, he used to say to me when I was little, he said to me, you get something that's not nothing, that's a free lunch. It's something anyway about the fact that you don't do nothing and get something when you should do something and get nothing. For 10 years, I've just been working really, really hard with my hairdressing, you know, banking all the money. Okay, fair enough, I don't pay no taxes, the taxman doesn't know about me, but all I'm saying is I've managed to live on that. And the thing I really like more than anything else is somebody who knows what they're talking about, because that's, like, really important, isn't it, for the whole country.